MSNBC's Read, Very Hard for Me to Look at Takeover of U.S. by Greed and Corruption. By Pam Kee on January 20, 2025. MSNBC host Joy Reid said Monday during the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump that it was tough to watch the takeover of the United States by a base mentality of greed and corruption. Reid said, "The promise of the incoming administration is to wipe away the civic memory of Washington. To get rid of and to fire all of the people who normally transition as civil servants from one administration to the next. The promises on the table are 200-some-odd executive actions, an attempt to get rid of birthright citizenship, an attempt to do mass deportation." She continued, "We're talking about an attempt to portray this peaceful transition of power with people who were convicted in the insurrection. Attempt, attending with the person who fulminated, who fomented the coup, being sworn in as president. Essentially a delay in the completion of the insurrection. The idea that the institutions will hold. We just had a content of their character election. And the person didn't get elected due to the content of their character." To use the phrase, the only thing that some folks on the right remember about Dr. King. Reid added, "Marco Rubio is the best choice of all of them. You go down the list of the people, it's no longer a content of their character or great meritocracy. Now it is people Trump likes to see on television. It's people he thinks will praise him. It's people who will give him what he wants and allow him to do to the American people. To immigrants whom Jesus loved, this is supposed to be the great Christian president who is promising to attack immigrants, trans people who are already vulnerable. These are some of the executive orders. The cruelty is the point of this coming administration. So it is very hard for me to look at this spectacle of the takeover of the United States by a base mentality of greed and corruption and say the institutions will save us. Because they've not done well for us so far." Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.